Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Two critical care nurses back from a long-term project in a country with a history of unrest and hardship say they would love to return and continue the challenging work. Stuart Tuckwood and Livy Rees from Cambridge University Hospital's NHS Foundation Trust. Can I not just say Addenbrooke? So I feel it's a lot easier doing that. Are back from Myanmar, formerly Burma, just before Easter, and it followed 6 months in the capital's resource-poor Yangon General Hospital. Stuart and Livy are with us this morning, and Stuart, you came in, of course, just ahead of the trip. But I'll pose the question to both of you: was it what you were expecting?
Well, that's a difficult question because we weren't really sure what to expect, to be honest, when we went out there. But it was, we were hoping that we would have a good experience, meet some nice people and learn a lot. And in that sense, yes.
Stuart?
Yeah, we knew it would be challenging, but neither of us had been there before. And all we had to go on were the reports from some previous volunteers and people who'd led training courses over there. So, to be honest, I really didn't know what I was expecting to find over there. But, yeah, like Livy says, it was a great challenge. We learnt a lot and had an amazing time.
I was going to say, I'm assuming it was kind of two-way traffic, really, insofar as you were learning things. But at the same time, were you able maybe to put some of the kind of practices which we see so well carried out at Addenbrooke's into action in Myanmar?
Yeah, I mean, it's a partnership between, you know, the organisations here and the organisations there. So we never expected we were going to be going across there and just imparting all this knowledge to them. And if we did think that, I was disabused. You know, we were disabused of the notion quite quickly. I remember trying to teach some of the nurses on the ICU something within the first couple of days and realising, these guys know more about this than I do. So, but it wasn't necessarily about us just going across there and just giving off knowledge, but looking at the systems they used, you know, the way they did things, and seeing if there was programs we could run, projects we could do that could help them improve those things. And I don't know if Livy wants to talk through some of those.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that while, you know, obviously resources are an issue, predominantly it was often systems and ways of working that we could really help with trying to improve and trying to give people, you know, different ways of thinking about how to solve problems.
Give us a couple of examples, if possible. Is that possible? Or I don't know.
So one of the things we identified quite early on was some kind of practice that could be improved, a way they handle infection control and the way they manage invasive lines in the ICU. So we tried to run a project with them, kind of collaboratively, about how to improve the quality of doing that and to train nurses and doctors in how to do that better. And we measured the results as we went through and saw quite big improvements in that as we went along, which obviously will have improved, hopefully. We couldn't measure this, but improved the number of infections they were getting in the ICU, but also teach them a lot about the way, how to do a quality improvement project and how to improve the way they're doing things. As Livy says, resources are a challenge a lot of the time as well. So there are things that we would want them to be able to do, or they want to be able to do, that they just can't, unfortunately, as well.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting, because there is the resource aspect of it. I'm assuming not necessarily having the latest equipment or the kind or as much of the equipment as you might be used to here in Cambridge. But at the same time, there's just finding a slightly different way of working, which can ultimately improve the care just by changing little things, I guess.
Yes, exactly. I mean, we know from studies that have been done all over the world that the most effective thing you can do to reduce infection in hospital is for nursing staff and other members of the care team to wash their hands more frequently.
It's not when you go to Addenbrooke's and you see in almost every corner there's another machine to squidge out some of that strange soapy stuff to keep your hands clean.
Exactly. And Addenbrooke spends a lot of money on having alcohol gel dispensers and having posters around educating people about it. But it doesn't cost anything for your nursing team to ask visitors when they come into the ward or into the unit, have you washed your hands? That's free. And soap itself is actually quite cheap. So in terms, when you're comparing the cost of the resources you need in order to improve hand hygiene facilities compared to the resources that you would need in order to give more antibiotics to patients that already have infections, it's definitely a cheaper way to go.
And Myanmar is at an interesting point now in the way that a lot of developing countries are, where they're having to deal with a kind of dual burden of of health issues. They have to deal with all the traditional infectious diseases that developing countries are still having to deal with, but are also having to deal with increasing kind of westernized problems like diabetes and obesity as well. Not so much as us, but they are going to get to that point. And they are interested in spending a lot of money in some ways on the latest scanners and all the latest high-tech medical equipment, but they also need to be able to get the basics right. And there's a lot that can be done without spending huge amounts of money just by training up nurses and training medical staff to look at things in different ways. And that's a lot of what we spent our time trying to do.
Were you able to get out and see something of the country as well at the same time? I'm sure you were very busy at the hospital, but presumably a bit of R&R from time to time.
Yes, we took a short break at the end of the 6 month period to be able to see some of the country. It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, there's some amazing sights there.
Because it is a country, as I think we discussed ahead of your journey out there, Stuart. It was to say we think we've got political problems over here. It's nothing compared to the situation in Myanmar.
Yeah, it's a very interesting situation. I think in the last couple of days, they've released a couple of journalists that have been in prison for the last while, which is positive news.
Wonderful quote of the guy, like, can't wait to get back to my newsroom. It's wonderful.
I know, I hope he's, it's a really interesting situation over there at the moment. It's very difficult to talk about it, and people ask us questions about this as if we're qualified to talk about it. But the reality is, being in Yangon, where there's a lot of international people and expats, it's very difficult to tell what's really going on with the government. People don't talk about it very much. The areas of the country where there is ongoing unrest and war, basically, are off limits to foreigners, and you couldn't travel there if you wanted to. You don't really read much about it in the papers. You hear things. But where we were in Yangon, it's a really interesting time to be there because of this transition away from the kind of dictatorship that's been there for such a long time. It was a fascinating experience to see what it's like at the moment. But obviously, there are some really terrible things that have been going on. But we really don't think have much experience,
no
much ability to say much about it.
And now you're back here, I'm wondering as well if there's practices and routines that you carried out there that you can actually now bring back and improve what happens at the university hospitals here in Cambridge.
I think one of the things for me is it has really highlighted how little you really need in order to care for somebody properly. You need to do the basics and do them well. And of course, we have a lot of resources in this country, and I work in intensive care. I work in a very high resource environment with lots of technology, and that's fantastic. But ultimately, we need to do the basics well. And so it's given me a kind of reminder to not get caught up in the flashy technology and so on. And just, you know, it's about good patient care at the end of the day. And it's been quite motivating in that sense.
It's really taught us very good skills of negotiating and kind of being diplomatic and sensitive, because over there...
Well, I think I need to go on that one as well.
Kind of used to being able to kind of, you know, run around Addenbrookes and demand things happening and just kind of not be rude, but be firm.
Yeah.
Whereas over there, you very much cannot try that approach at all. If you know, there was an interesting experience where we were supposed to meet the rector of one of the universities with a lot of other people. We had to end up waiting for them for a very long time. And you need to be very sensitive in how you speak to people and how you ask for things. And it's not the same here, but, you know, it really does teach you about how you have to manage things if you want to try and get things done. I think both of us will be trying to use all those skills that we've learned to take things forward here as well.
And is anybody coming from Yangon to spend some time at Addenbrookes or the Rosie at all?
We're hoping so, yes. So this project that we went across with is part of a long-term partnership between the two hospitals. Teams have come out before from Yangon to Addenbrookes, and we have regular visits from Addenbrookes to Yangon. So we're hoping to be able to continue that. We've had another cycle of funding approved for the next year, so we're making plans at the moment.
I was going to say, so when in our introduction we said you'd love to return and continue the challenging work, is that... would you like to, or would it be somebody else's turn next time around?
We would love to, but we are obviously aware that it's not just us.
Yeah. And I'm not sure how happy our employers will be to let us go for another 6 months again, having just come back.
Yeah, I suppose there is that. Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning and telling us all about it. I think we probably should say that the scheme is part funded by something called the Health Partnership Scheme, which is between Cambridge Global Health Partnerships and also the Addenbrookes Charitable Trust, who do some wonderful work generally.
Yeah, Addenbrookes Charitable Trust support Cambridge Global Health Partnerships. The overall partnership was funded by THEN, which is the Tropical Health Education Trust, which in turn I think receives funding from UKAID.
Yeah, that's
it's,
right.
It's a slightly complicated.
No, I know. Sometimes you get into this, you suddenly discover you've got a list of 10 people to read. But some very, very, very good work done. Stuart Tuckwood and Libby Rees, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You.